This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Might have been a good time to tell him, well, we might have some more men coming, so all your guys don't have to die.
Yeah, I mean, are you sure that she knew that?
Yeah, I think she did, but I also think...
how would she know? And this is what my wife said. Well, why doesn't she just tell him that... Or why didn't she tell him? And I said, well, she sent a bird with a note attached to it. It's not like her and Littlefinger had been texting. It's kind of... It was more like she sent a raven and hoped, you know?
I'm sure, though, he could have easily sent her one back, though. That's how they... but I would guess that he would have told her not to say anything until... So that they could get the whole Bolton army out there, which is what they did, and then come in when they did so that you could wipe them out. So I know the way Littlefinger thinks. He was not getting involved in that until they had a huge upper hand. So great battle scenes. It was a terrific episode. One of those where they only focused on a couple of the storylines, and it just so happened to be probably my two favorite storylines. I will miss Ramsay Bolton. He was an interesting character.
He's a good bad guy.
He was. And, yeah, it's funny, though, how the innocent, they have no place in this world. And, like, poor Rickon never had a chance.
No.
I mean, that guy, he didn't do anything wrong. All he did was born. First, they try to burn him alive. You know, then he's in hiding for all these years. He finally comes out. He's got nice hair. He's a good-looking kid. Going to probably start knocking it out with some maids. And no. Boom. Dead. Just like Hodor. Poor Hodor. And 1-1. I mean, 1-1 is just a giant. All he did was slam people around. And all gone. So, but it was just an incredible episode. I thought the fight scene.
Rickon, we hardly knew ye.
Yeah. Poor Rickon. But it's one of those that I think gave fans finally some satisfaction. So, yeah, Landa Steve says, I believe Sansa knew she had Littlefinger in the army by the way she showed up with him during the battle.
Maybe so.
I think she did. And one thing I will throw out, I love Jon Snow. Jon Snow, maybe the best swordsman out there right now. But, boy, he is so dumb as a tactician. I mean... first sign of Rickon, the whole plan goes out the window, and he's out there charging him by himself.
Yeah, he's not very smart.
And I'll give you a tip. If you ever want to kill a Stark, all you have to do is play on something that has to do with honor.
Yeah.
Just make them be honorable, and they'll come flying at you, and you can kill them easily. Yeah. So, and the
scene where he's out there with his sword, it looks like he's like the last kid left in the dodgeball game, and there's like 20 kids on the other side, and they've all got balls, and he's just like, what do I do? What do I do? And I don't know what, like, I was asking my wife last night, do you think that the Lord of Light was protecting him, and that's why nothing was hitting him? Like, when there were arrows flying all over the place, and like that sort of scene where everything was happening in slow motion, it seemed like, for Jon, and he was just protected in everything. Do you think that's what it was?
Quite possibly, yeah.
It wasn't just like blind luck,
no,
right?
Because otherwise the whole conversation with Melisandre before the battle doesn't make a ton of sense.
Right. It was almost weird how like no one, it almost seemed like no one saw him when they were running up on him.
Maybe he's still dead.
Maybe so. He's still a ghost.
Yeah. But, no, I think that whole scene then where he's, the bodies, they've got him up against the wall of corpses. And he's getting stomped to death, basically, by his own people. I mean, it was just really powerful stuff. And then, of course, Sansa and the dogs.
That's a rough way to go. Rough way to go. I just been talking to my wife about the... Thanks, John. Glad you were there for me. I was just talking to my wife about the pros and cons of teaching our new dog to have a taste for human flesh.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, if we're going to make her a guard dog, it'd be nice if she knew that, you know, humans tasted good. My wife was against it. And then not 30 minutes later, there's Ramsay Bolton being fed to the dogs.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, see, there's something to this.
The and then, of course, in Marine, we get to see the dragons again. And I'm glad that there was actually a battle there. But it is... It's interesting that she actually listened to Tyrion and, you know, didn't destroy the entire city. which that chick's crazy. I'm telling you, man, I am totally team team Knights King. I mean, think about this. You got this crazy chick with dragons that wants to burn everybody. You got Sansa who's behaving like, you know, an 18-year-old, an angry 18-year-old. Those are the people who are going to be running the city. Forget about Cersei. I think Cersei's going to get hers this week. Those are the people who are running the Seven Kingdoms. Man, give me the nice, quiet snow guy. Think about it. Once you're a zombie, you don't have to think about anything. You don't have to worry. You're fed.
I'd give you some pretty healthy odds that's not how it's going to end up.
I think it'd be cool.
I know you think it'd be cool, but there's almost zero chance of it happening.
Yeah, that's who I'm rooting for. Somebody asked a really good question because I thought of this last night. During this whole battle, where was Ghost?
Ghost died.
No, Ghost didn't die. Jon Snow's direwolf is not dead. You're thinking of Bran's. Bran's died when they were escaping the tree.
Okay.
Ghost is still alive.
Oh.
And somebody mentions Rickon's an idiot, Serpentine.
Yeah, that's easy. I mean, that's a basic move, but...
Yeah. The other thing that I found weird was some of the time frames with the Greyjoys getting to Meereen as quickly as they did. That seemed like a condensed time frame. And then how did... I'm just curious, but I thought to get from one place to the other there, you had to go through the Freys. So I'm kind of wondering how the Knights of the Vale got there. Wasn't that the big deal with why Rob needed them in the first place?
Yep.
And maybe that's wrong. I don't really pay enough attention to the actual geography of Westeros. But that was a question,
too. Well, they show you the map at the beginning of the show, Fred. Pay more attention.
Well, I know, but it moves around. You can't really tell what's where.
I've got it figured out in my head, like a GPS.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.